Welcome to Life Coach Corner with Dr. Sid, a successful and sought-after life coach to leaders across this nation. Today's session will help you experience more productivity in your personal and professional relationships, develop key leadership skills, and increase your wealth and overall happiness. As Dr. Sid declares, prepare to turn the corner in your life because your best days are ahead. And now, Dr. Sid.
Greetings, beautiful people. Welcome to Life Coach Corner, where I, your favorite life coach, Dr. Sid, I have the pleasure and honor of helping people just like you turn the corner in your life. And we're going to do that today. We're going to turn the corner because, as we are discussing, it's time to fly. Call someone. Let them know they need to get this. They need to get this today. It is time to fly. And we want to experience all that God has for us because that's His desire for our lives. So again, please call someone. Let them know that we are on the air. And as you're doing that, make sure you go to our website, AskDrSid.com. That is A-S-K-D-R-S-I-D, AskDrSid.com. Go to our website. Let us know that we're being a blessing to you, that you're hearing from us. And if you've said, Dr. Sid, I've gone to the website in previous times, but I haven't heard anything, please call us at 901-624-2424. We want to make sure that we're not having any technical difficulties with our information. So please call us because we want to serve you. That's 901-624-2424. I am so grateful for your support, for your love. I'm grateful during this Thanksgiving season that we continue to give thanks to God for all of the many blessings that He's added to our lives. And so let's share the love during this time. You can share the love with your favorite life coach. Let me know that this has been a blessing to you all year. Can you believe it? We're at the end of the year. We're already at the time of this recording in November. Oh my goodness, but God bless. Amen. And so please share with me how we've been a blessing to you, and then share with others how they've been a blessing to you. And speaking of a blessing, new growth in Christ is a major blessing. Major blessing to our community, to our city. We're very, very grateful for all that God is doing at New Growth in Christ. I need for you to tell somebody about New Growth in Christ. You've got to, because New Growth in Christ is a blessing. And here's a way in which you can let New Growth know that they are a blessing. Will you please text to 94000. Text NGIC, okay? Text NGIC to 94000. Again, that is 94000. Text the letter NGIC. And just follow the prompting. Let NGIC know that you are so blessed that NGIC is doing what it does. And of course, NGIC stands for New Growth in Christ. And it is the wonderful church that I have had the privilege of pastoring for 31 years. Amen, 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 amen. And so I'm very excited and grateful for New Growth. New Growth, I love you. God bless you. Let's get into session number two of It's Time to Fly. It's Time to Fly. We're taking this from Romans chapter 12, verses 1 and 2, and I'm going to read it again. It says, "Dear friends, God is good, so I beg you to offer your bodies to Him as a living sacrifice, pure and pleasing." That's the most sensible way to serve God. Verse 2 says this, "Don't be like the people of this world, but let God change the way you think." We're honing in on that phrase, but let God change the way you think. Then you will know how to do everything that is good and pleasing to Him. So we want to allow God to change the way we think. In the King James, it uses a word transform. And transform, in the original language, we get our word metamorphosize from it. And so the best example that I can think of an animal going through a metamorphic phase is a caterpillar changing into a butterfly. So when we say it's time to fly, we're saying God changed the way we think so we can live life differently, so we can be in a place that pleases you, because it's our destiny to not just crawl, but to fly. So we talked about in our last session, phase one of why we need to shift. And just a brief review, I'm going to give you a one-line review. People must get to the place where they are producing versus just consuming. We've got to get out of this consuming mindset of people owe us and get to the place where we allow God to put us in a position where we can think differently, therefore be differently, and be a producer, making and creating opportunities and avenues of increase for all of those who are connected to us. So that's why you need to shift. Whoever I'm talking to, that's why you need to shift, because you're not just going to sit back and wait for things to happen to you and for you, but oh, you're going to allow God to change your mind. You're going to allow him to introduce you to a different set of friends, a different circle. I was talking to a gentleman and he said, why, if I want to be rich, why will I hang around broke people? Now, I'm not saying that, you know, people are to be avoided simply because of where they are in life, but I am saying this. If you're not trying to fly, then if you're around somebody who's not trying to fly, then it will eventually affect your flight mentality. And so therefore, you need to find someone who's thinking the same way. That's one of the reasons, y'all, why I love New Growth so much. I love this ministry because every time we come in here, oh, I feel my bishop coming up. Every time we come in here, we're learning how to fly. We're not teaching you just traditional stuff or doctrinal things that's dead and that's part of a man-made tradition and religion. No, we're teaching the Word of God. We're preaching the Word of God that produces kingdom living. And when you are introduced to that, oh my goodness, you begin to see yourself differently. You begin to see other people differently. You really can love your enemies as God has loved you. You really can be a man or a woman of God, upstanding, not perfect, but consistent. Because when you miss it, when you have changed the way you think, when you've allowed God to give you a flying mentality, when you miss it, you don't have a problem saying, I'm sorry. You don't have a problem saying, please forgive me. You allow yourselves to be transformed with your thinking. Y'all, I'm sorry. I'm preaching to you right now, but I'm just excited about this topic. Let's get into phase two, okay? Let me try to bring the sermon aspect down and let me give you more principles and more practical applications so you can change the way you think and go from crawling to flying. Phase two is this. What's happening to us? We already talked about phase one as we're shifting. Why should we shift? But now that we are shifting, here's the question. What's happening to us? What's going on? Let's go back to our example of a caterpillar and a butterfly. Now, during the period of change, the larval brain, talking about the caterpillar, the larval brain stimulates the release of enzymes which dissolve most of its tissue into their constituent proteins through a process called histosalis. Now, I don't want to get all technical and scientific on you, but I need for you to hear what's happening. When a caterpillar is changing, the brain releases a chemical that tells the caterpillar, you've grown beyond where you are right now. And so therefore, you've got to use where you are as energy, my goodness, to get to where you need to be. So wherever you are right now, whatever station you find yourself in life, stop bemoaning it. Stop complaining. Stop fussing. And just simply say, you know what? This is energy. This is motivation for me. If I'm in a place where I don't have enough, then this irritation will become my motivation. I'm going to use it to move from where I am to where I need to be. That's what the caterpillar does. It says, listen, I can't remain in this body anymore, so I might as well use it as energy, so that as I am using it as energy, it's going to produce a process that will reconstruct my broken down body. See, that's what happens. The caterpillar breaks its body down, uses the components as energy, and as that's happening, it's going to reconstruct that broken down body into that of a butterfly. Did y'all catch that? What's happening right now? Reconstruction? There's reconstruction happening for you right now because you are allowing God to change the way you think. And because you're allowing him to change the way you think, where you are doesn't fit you anymore. So instead of getting upset, despondent, depressed, what I want you to do is, and this is your favorite life coach talking to you, I want you to take what's going on right now and let it motivate you versus mess you up. Let it energize you versus irritate you. And as you do that, it will serve as a launching place so you can move from where you are to where you need to be. It's during this time that you might find yourself isolated a lot. See, the caterpillar has to isolate itself in order to change. And so you might be dealing with isolation, but listen, don't think it's because something is wrong. It's because something is happening. You might be dealing with insecurities. Don't think it's because something is wrong. It's simply because something is happening. You're not sure about yourself in this process. It's okay, because that which you were assured of is no longer. You're changing from that. And you allow God to help you change from where you were to where you need to be. This is also a time for introspection. Introspection. This is when you begin to look inwardly and allow yourself to really examine what you're holding on to. Can it take you to where you know you should be? Can it take you from crawling to flying? Can the relationship, can the connection, can the mindset take you from crawling to flying? There's some things that unfortunately, or in this case, fortunately, you've got to leave behind, because in order for you to get where you need to be, you've got to move from where you currently are. Oh, this is some good stuff, y'all. I'm enjoying myself because not only am I speaking to you, but I'm speaking to myself, because I believe that for me and my house, it's time to fly. Will you confess that? Will you decree that? Will you simply say it's time for, put your name right there, to fly? Say it about your family. Say it about your children. Say it about your potential. Say it. Say it about your entire life. Let your world feel you right now. Let your atmosphere feel your energy and your passion as you begin to decree, I'm moving from crawling to flying. I've got to stop right here. But until next time, your favorite life coach, Dr. Sid, is reminding you during this Thanksgiving season that your best days and your blessed days are straight ahead, because you're turning the corner in your life. God bless.
Thank you for joining Life Coach Corner with Dr. Sid. Dr. Sid successfully coaches leaders from all arenas, spiritual, business, political, as well as sports and entertainment. Through Dr. Sid's coaching, these individuals have reached their goal of living a balanced and prosperous life. Please join us every Monday at 6 p.m. right here on WHAL 95.7 Hallelujah FM. This session has been brought to you by the friends and supporters of Life Coach Corner. For more information or for personal life coaching sessions with Dr. Sid, please visit our website at AskDrSid.com, or you may reach us at 901-624-2424. Remember, your best days are ahead as you turn the corner in your life.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.